Welcome to the Happiness Podcast. I'm Dr. Robert Puff. I want to talk about something that can be really challenging for all of us. If we in any ways expose ourselves to other people, we can face their criticism, and it can be hard. I mean, unless we're a hermit living in a cave or a cell and no one interacts with us, we're going to get criticism from other people sometimes. And I don't think there's really any way to avoid it. I was looking on Amazon this week and there was a book I wanted to purchase, and I noticed the author had gotten a very critical review and he responded to it in kind. And then this week in the media, there was a famous actress, same thing. She was complaining about how cruel and mean critics can be when they leave comments, particularly anonymous comments, about her on the internet. So we really can't escape it if we're in any way going to put ourselves out there by helping others, helping at school, doing work. Whatever we do, we are going to run across people that criticize us. And sadly, in today's age, too, because of the internet and because of people leaving anonymous comments, there can be some very harsh ones out there. And the truth is, they can have some very devastating impact on people, too. If you're not familiar with it, there's been many people around where I live and around the world who are in high school, and their peers have left some very harsh, cruel cyberbullying, they call it, against them, and they ended up committing suicide. So it's not a minor issue. It's not something that's not a big deal. It matters. We all know what it feels like to have people criticize us. And I think particularly in today's age, because of the internet, it's much easier to get criticism from other people, and they can do it very anonymously. People can be very cruel, and they don't think about the impact it has on another person. And none of us really are exempt for it. And if you're like me, you put yourself out there with books and podcasts, you can get some really nasty ones sometimes. If you don't believe me, go look at my book reviews, and you'll see there are some there that are not very kind. I mean, the person has a right to their opinion, but I don't think they even thought one moment about how I would feel about it when they left it. So, you know, they're out there, and we're all going to get them. No one is exempt from it. Many years ago, I had the opportunity of visiting Mother Teresa when she was in Calcutta and the work that she was doing. And obviously, she's a very beautiful, angelic person, but she too had people that criticized her, people that didn't like her, people that actually wanted to kill her. So if Mother Teresa can't be liked by everybody, neither can you or I. So let's get over the fact that we're not going to be criticized and be so holy, so great that everyone's going to love us. That's not going to happen. As a funny aside, on one of my book reviews, the person who left a comment is convinced that if everyone follows my advice, that the world will go into economic collapse. So again, we are not going to be liked by everyone. We aren't. No way. But we're listening to this podcast in order to be happy and have a beautiful life. So given that there are people out there that are going to criticize us, how do we deal with it so we can still find happiness in our lives, even with the criticism? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to talk about 9 things that we can do to really deal with criticism, deal with it well, so that we can be happy. Because when the criticism comes, it can cause us to be not happy. So let's explore the 9 together and figure out what can we do. The first thing is, if we don't know that people are critical of us, then guess what? We're not going to feel the criticism. There's a phrase that goes, ignorance is bliss. And there is some truth to that saying. Because what we have to be aware of is that people are often very critical. But if we don't know that, if we don't look for that, then guess what? We're not going to be aware of or in tune with that criticism. We don't have to look for it. And even look for it in ourselves. The most critical person on the planet is always going to be ourselves. So if we're not focusing on that which is negative, then that ignorance of what we are upset about won't be there. So ignorance really is bliss. Of course we want to grow and learn, but we don't need to constantly focus on the areas that we know are our weaknesses. Let me use a very simple example. Let's say we know we're losing the hair in the back of our head. There's a balding spot, and we're not happy about that. But if we're not every day looking at it, examining it closely, or if we're getting older, examining closely our wrinkles, we're not going to feel the effects of aging. We're going to be getting older, and mind, we need to learn to accept that. But if we're not constantly thinking about it, we're not even aware of it, then we're going to be doing better. So let's not go out of our way to look for criticism. We want to grow, of course, but we don't want to be self-critical or allow others to be critical. And that's a good segue for part two. What we also want to do is we don't want to go out and ask people, what do they think about us, particularly if we know they're not there to help us and they're going to be critical. Now, we do learn things from other people. They are teachers. But what we want to do is we want to find good teachers, teachers that are loving and kind. And when they do need to give us instruction to help improve our behavior, it's done in that loving and kind way. And if we know people out there that are critical, no matter what we say or do, then we really want to try to avoid their criticism and not ask for their advice. So part two is don't ask. The third thing we can do is very important, but at the same time, it's very subtle and we may not be aware of how important it is. It's about judging others. In our mind throughout the day, we may find ourselves judging others. We see a heavy person and make a comment in our head. We see a person who's dressed a certain way and make a comment in our head. We see a person who's aging in a certain way, again, make a negative comment in our head. And when we judge other people, what can happen is, one, it's not very good for us, but two, it's just not very good for us overall, because then what we're going to assume is that other people are judging us, and more importantly, we are going to judge ourselves too. We actually are our harshest critic, not what the world thinks, but what we think matters most. So if we don't go through the day judging others, what will happen is we'll stop judging ourselves so much too. And we won't expect others to judge us. I mean, if we're not judging others, we'll just assume they aren't judging us, and we won't look for it or interpret it in their behavior and their actions. It's so much easier to go through life assuming that everyone is loving and kind. Mind you, they may not be, but if we assume that, that's going to be our experience. Our minds are incredibly powerful, so whatever we believe is true has a great deal of judgment, a great deal of power to it. So if we stop judging others and we stop judging our lives, we will experience life in so much a more beautiful way. The next thing we can do is set boundaries with our friends. When they do hurt us, talk to them about it. Talk to them and say, hey, this hurt my feeling a little bit. I don't think you meant to do it, but I wanted to talk about it to make sure that we're okay. And if they're a good friend, they'll say, of course I didn't mean to do it, and I'm very sorry though. But if we have friends in our lives that are critical, we have to think about, is this good for us? Is it good for me to be spending time with people that are critical, either of me or other people? Is it really good for me? And perhaps what we need to do is move in the direction of finding friends that are loving and kind and spend more time with them and less with those friends of ours who are judgmental towards us or others. So the fourth thing we can do is talk to our friends when they hurt our feelings. But the fifth thing we can do is making sure there are good boundaries in our life so that we really are attracting good people, loving people in our lives and setting boundaries around those who aren't. Anyone. It doesn't have to just be friends. I mean, boundaries can be the shows that we watch. If we watch shows or listen to music where people are harsh and critical, then it's going to affect us. It's going to impact us. We're going to be conditioned by that and think it's okay. If everyone we watch, everyone we hang out with, everything we listen to is loving and kind, that's what's going to attract us. That's the way we are going to start behaving then. We are very much conditioned by what we're exposed to. I often use the example, and I'm not trying to be critical of this music, but a very harsh, demeaning music, it is rarely listened to by someone who's in a very loving, kind place. It's often listened to by people that are very angry inside and feeling critical and harsh themselves. Which came first? I don't know. But we are impacted by those around us and that which we expose ourselves to. So let's make sure, besides talking to our friends, which is number four, setting good boundaries with everyone in our life too, which is number five. The sixth thing we can do, which is again very important, is being okay with us messing up and other people making mistakes. We got to be gentler when we make mistakes, because we all do. And we can, of course, learn from our mistakes, but if we're critical of our mistakes, we tend to repeat them. because what we're doing is we're reinforcing that behavior. We're thinking about the mistake, and thinking about the mistake makes us make the mistake. We're fearful of making the mistake, so we make the mistake. I mean, think about a child who's with a parent who's very harsh and critical, and they know they're going to get yelled at if they spill their milk. So that almost makes them spill their milk out of the fear. Fears, anxiety, worries are incredibly powerful. But if we start taking the stance of, it's okay to make mistakes, I can learn from this, then life will go better. We'll be gentler with ourselves and with other people when they or we mess up. My favorite thing I like to say when I mess up is, what can I learn from this? Again, what can I learn from this? Not that I'm stupid or an idiot or what's wrong with me, just what can I learn from this? And if I have to say that phrase 100 times, that's okay. It's okay to mess up. We do want to learn from it, but the focus we want to take is we can and will learn from it. Not that there's something wrong with us that can't be fixed. Anything can be changed. Simply by listening to this podcast, we are going to change. The seventh thing we can do is realize the power of our thoughts. And when they're powerful, they can create a lot of beautiful, positive change in us. When we steep ourselves in positive, loving thoughts, positive, loving people, positive, loving experiences, what's going to happen is we're going to start really feeling that happiness inside of us swell up and become who we are. As much as negative thoughts are powerful, so are positive experiences, thoughts, people. Once we get that, we will begin to really make sure that we're eating well. What I mean by that is that everything that comes into us is a good thing. And we realize that everything that comes into us that's bad, we want to stay away from as much as possible. That's one of the key factors of living a happy life, is making sure we are surrounded ourselves, that we are really surrounding ourselves with that which is positive. Because when we are, we're going to experience the love and joy of life. It's a direct correlation. By that which we steep ourselves in, we get affected by. Just like when we make tea, whatever we put that tea in, it's going to permeate that water. What kind of tea are we putting in us? Healthy, good tea or negative, bad tea? So choosing to be as positive, as loving as possible is truly going to impact us. And again, it's all areas. The music we listen to, the people we hang out with, the conversations we have, who we expose ourselves to, everything matters. So let's make sure we're careful about what we're exposing ourselves to. Particularly, though, our thoughts. They're the most powerful because they're with us all day long. The eighth thing we can do has really helped me be more positive and loving towards other people. I'm hopeful it will help you too. It has to do with fault. Whose fault is it? When people do things that we don't like, or when we do things that we don't like, whose fault is it? What we like to do is we like to blame people. Well, they're evil. They're bad people. That's why they did it. But another way of looking at it, and I know I can't go into great depth of it in this one podcast, but what I want us to consider is conditioning. It's the conditioning's fault. And what I mean by that is we are conditioned by two things. Two very basic things that all scientists around the world really agree to. One is we have our genetics that we were born with. We can't choose them at all. But the second thing is our environment. We didn't really choose that either. We didn't choose our parents. We didn't choose the school that we go to. There's so many things we don't choose. I know we feel like we choose things later, but mostly we can at least agree to this. Mostly we don't choose very much. And given that, we're greatly impacted by those two things, our genetics and our environment. And given that, hopefully this will help us soften our judgment of others and ourselves. I mean, rarely do people that are in prison come from beautiful lives where they were loved and everything was going great for them. That just doesn't happen. And the reverse is true. Very few people who are really happy and peaceful and doing well in life, even though they may come from very difficult backgrounds, they have learned to change things, and their lives are much more positive and loving now. They expose themselves to things that are good for them and good in their lives. They don't continue to steep themselves in the negative. There is a correlation. When we expose ourselves to good conditioning, we get good results. When we expose ourselves or are exposed to negative things, we get bad results. I know we like to blame people for exposing themselves to the negative things, but perhaps we can soften that. I mean, we really don't know their whole story and everything that happened to them. We only know our own. And what we can do is realize that whatever happened to us, as we now listen to these podcasts, we can begin to be happier once we start implementing what we're taught here. And perhaps they too someday will get exposed to things like this and change their lives. But until they do, then we can perhaps, just perhaps, soften our judgment of them. And of ourselves too, if it takes us a little while to learn this stuff and implement it in our lives, we too can be softer and say, well, I guess my conditioning is pretty strong, so I'm going to be nice towards myself, but keep moving forward. It's a lot like going to the gym. If we never went to the gym in our entire life, it's not going to be easy at first. We can get better at it, but it just takes time. So let's be gentle with ourselves and others and stop being so judgmental and realizing if we want to blame anyone, let's focus a lot more on the conditioning as at fault and not the person. I think we'll find that our hearts will soften towards others and ourselves when we do that. The ninth and final thing that we can do is just be. Remember, all the negative thoughts come from that thought. When we hear criticism of others, it gets reinforced through thoughts. Even the hearing of it comes through thoughts. If we learn to be more and not think so much, then when we do hear those criticisms, yeah, they'll be there, but they won't stick as long because we get back to just living. Living well in the here and now. And realizing, yes, I'm going to get exposure to negativity sometimes, but mostly I'm going to focus on what's before me right now and do that and not keep dwelling on the thoughts of what happened before and what people think of me. If we learn to quiet our minds, flow with life, and be in the zone of just loving life, living life well, without egoic commentary, life goes so much better. So much better. So thank you for listening to the Happiness Podcast. If you'd like to learn more about the world of happiness, please go to www.happinesspodcast.org. That's happinesspodcast.org. If you'd like to learn more about meditation, I do have a meditation podcast too. It's at www.meditationforhealthpodcast.com. That's meditationforhealthpodcast.com. And finally, if you would like to leave a positive comment about this podcast on iTunes or anywhere else, that'd be great. I'd really love that. Until next time, accept what is, love what is.